Heroes serve heroes. Heroes stand together side by side. Hand in hand we rise. Stronger under blue skies.
You're listening to Tiger Talk. Heroes serve heroes. Thank you for your service.
Hey, Tiger Talk fam.
Welcome to Season 7, Episode 6 of Tiger Talk.
Tiger Talk is an award-winning podcast that is written and produced by 4th and 5th grade E students at John Tyson Elementary School in Springdale, Arkansas.
We're your hosts. I'm Janet, and I am in the 5th grade.
Hi, my name is Roderick, and I'm in the 5th grade.
I'm Yaretzi, and I'm a 4th grader.
My name is Witten, and I am also in the 4th grade. The goal of Tiger Talk Season 7 is to help connect veterans with organizations that serve veterans.
Today we're interviewing Mr. Brian Clark.
He is one of the heroes who serves our nation's heroes.
Mr. Clark is an Army Operation Enduring Freedom veteran and the chapter coordinator of the Northwest Arkansas chapter of Heroes on the Water.
Thank you for joining us today. Please tell us about Heroes on the Water.
Good morning, you guys, and thank you for having me. Heroes on the Water is a 501c3 nonprofit. We are a nationwide organization. There's over 50 chapters in the United States. Cool little piece of information. There's actually a chapter, but it's not with us. But they're in Australia. The Isle of Man. There used to be one in Australia. But it was started in 2007 by an Air Force veteran named Jim Dolan. Mr. Dolan passed away, unfortunately, in 2021. But some of his friends took him out kayaking and kayak fishing. He lived in Texas. And that's what kind of spawned the whole idea of putting veterans, first responders on the water.
Wow, that sounds so fun.
How does Heroes on the Water help veterans?
Well, Mr. Witten, it helps by putting them out there. When you get out on the water, it's kind of like a serenity thing. It's real quiet. You get the sound of the waves hitting the kayak. It's really calming, which really helps with their mental illness.
I am sure that veterans appreciate that opportunity to relax.
How can veterans or people who want to volunteer with Heroes on the Water get in contact with your organization?
Roderick, there's a couple ways. They can find us on our Facebook page. We are also on Instagram, but they can also email us at nwarkansas@heroesonthewater.org.
Okay, we'll add your contact information to our show notes.
What inspired you to help veterans?
Well, being a veteran myself, I actually started out with Heroes on the Water as a participant myself, and I seen the impact that it has. So in 2019, the coordinator at the time was leaving, so I decided I wanted to take over the coordinator because I believe and I seen what it is we do for our veterans and how much it helps.
I love that.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about Heroes on the Water?
Sure. Every event that we put on is free. We provide everything from kayaks to life jackets to fishing poles to bait, and including lunch.
Okay, what a great organization.
Thank you for serving veterans.
Thank you for the strength you share, for the love you show and care. Heroes stand together, roaring loud for you.
Now it is time for our hero trivia.
Today's trivia question is, what year did the Heroes on the Water expand their services to include first responders and families?
My guess is 2003.
My guess is 2000.
My guess is 2015.
My guess is 2007.
We will find out the answer at the end of the episode.
About 7 years ago, our EASE program started a campaign to spread positivity. What is the best way you know how to spread positivity, Mr. Clark?
Making people smile. At my events, I always tell people, you're either going to smile or laugh at me, or you're going to laugh with me. But laughter and smiling, that's the best thing ever.
That would definitely make someone's day. Now it is time to find out the answer to Roderick's trivia question. Today's trivia question is, what year did the Heroes on the Water expand their services to include first responders and families?
The answer is 2018.
Oh, I was way off.
That's really cool. Why did you decide to include first responders and families to the people that Heroes on the Water serves?
Very important that our law enforcement officers and our firefighters, they see stuff on a daily basis that soldiers and Marines and airmen see when they're deployed in a combat zone. So these folks see this stuff every day. We only see it while we're at war. So we found that it's important that they get the benefits of what we do as well. And as far as families, we're one of the only organizations in the United States that include families. We want families to come out because that veteran or that first responder that is suffering with PTSD, there's a chance that somebody in their family might have what they call secondary PTSD. So we want them to see that veteran or that first responder enjoying themselves, unlike what they might see at home.
Thank you for doing that for other people.
Thank you for serving veterans and for joining us today, Mr. Clark.
Thank you for your service.
Glory's not for you. Heroes.